Port to the cloud. Oh, I gotta delete stuff out of there too. All right. And we're going live on Facebook in 3. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on New Jersey Revolution Radio on the web at www.njrevolutionradio.com. We have some things to talk about. We were supposed to be joined by some guests from Gaza today, but you cannot always count on an internet connection coming from that region of the world. It's unfortunate, but we have been trying to make contact, and it does appear that they're offline right now. But we're going to keep trying, and if we can connect during the show, maybe we'll start the conversation then. If not, we'll certainly work towards rescheduling something with our comrades over there that are suffering the cost of the occupation more than anyone else. I'm joined today with Madeline Hoffman. Madeline, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm worried about my friends in Gaza, though. When I spoke with Zach yesterday or the day before, he was talking about he lives 400 meters away from the cultural center in Gaza, City, the one that was bombed by an Israeli airstrike, and he said that you hear the missile comes in and it's shaking and it makes the air shake and the house shake and houses shake. And so he was pretty fed up, pretty concerned, pretty angry at all the injustice. But so I'm a little worried. I know they don't have electricity, but for about 4 hours a day. And so who knows exactly what happened this evening. It's 7 o'clock Gaza time. But I do hope to reconnect with him and with Ahmed very soon, because life and the pressure and the strength of the occupation, or the repressive nature of the occupation, continues to get more and more intense. So I am sorry they're not here with us today right now, and I just hope everything is okay and that we can reconnect another time.
True. But since we did some promoting and we should have some viewership today, I thank you for hopping on, because there is some things going on around the peace movement right now in New Jersey, upcoming events, upcoming actions that we can take both online and off, that we first, we want to discuss. And I know you're involved pretty, if anything goes on around the peace movement, I know you're plugged in to some degree. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Yes. The one thing that we've recently taken on here at New Jersey Revolution Radio is an upcoming event in Montclair. This event is going to be hosted by the U.S. Peace Council. They're going to have a woman by the name of Aida Tuma-Sliman. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I think it would be Sliman.
Sliman, okay.
The rest of it is correct, yes.
Aida Tuma-Sliman is going to talk on Israel's new apartheid law. As many of us who follow this understand that Israel recently passed a law which furthers the grip of apartheid. I already considered it an apartheid state myself, and
yes,
I know most of us do, but they've strengthened their grip. I don't want to give everything away that we're going to talk about coming up, but Madeline, you're aware of this law, I'm sure.
Yes.
And its impact on the peace process there.
Yes, and what's interesting, Brian, is I was just reading this morning that there is a backlash within Israel itself, within the borders, the so-called borders of Israel, and mostly in the Arab Israelis, are starting to work together and band together to fight this law.
Nice.
Because something has to be done, because the law, as you said, having been there myself within the last 5 years, the apartheid, it is an apartheid state already, but this formalizes it, and it makes it Well, and we talked about it briefly a couple of weeks ago or a week or so ago. It demotes Arabic from being an official language to being just another language. It solidifies the fact that you have rights, a certain set of citizen rights, only if you're Jewish. And it makes it criminal to speak out in favor of boycott, divest, and sanction. And so the Arab member of the Israeli Knesset who's coming out to the United States on the 17th of August, she will stop, as you mentioned, in Montclair on August 20th, which is a Monday, from 7 to 9 at the Montclair Firehouse on One Pine Street from 7 to 9. And she'll be speaking about this law, its impact on people who live within Israel, however that's defined, but also, I mean, the broader Palestine, occupied Palestine. And she was one of a number of Arab members of the Knesset who actually walked out when when the vote was taking place. So she is dynamic. She is brave. She is taking a risk by coming here and speaking to and with. There's some 30 groups.
Yes.
That have co-sponsored this. As from Arabic groups or Palestinian groups to Jewish organizations, a temple in Westchester. And she'll be going Kentucky and Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Minnesota to the Veterans for Peace Conference, the national conference. So she's going to be doing a lot in a short period of time. And we hope that her message will reach thousands of people to help build opposition to this nation state law because of what it does to the Arab population and to the Palestinian population and the like.
Cool. New Jersey Revolution Radio is really proud to be one of those sponsors for the Montclair event that is coming up. That is going to be held at the Montclair Fire Headquarters, One Pine Street in Montclair, New Jersey. That's going to be Monday, August 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. You know, the list of co-sponsors on it is pretty powerful. Black Alliance for Peace Coalition. Oh, sorry, the kids in the background. We'll do a little editing there. We'll do these little snafus you only get on Facebook Live. The podcasts are a little more polished. But again, partial list of sponsors anyways. The Black Alliance for Peace, Coalition Against U.S. Foreign Military Bases, Code Pink, Fellowship of Reconciliation, the Green Party of New Jersey, the International Action Center, Jewish Voice for Peace, all over the place, including the North Jersey chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace. So the list goes on. Take a look. We did put up an event on Facebook for people to check off and share. If you're listening to this and you are a co-sponsor of the event, let us know to put you on as co-hosts. And, you know, we're working with the organizers of that event, like the rest of the coalition, to bring this event to you. So thanks a lot. And I also one more plug, and then I'll just give it to you, Madeline, because I know you want to talk a little bit about Syria today as well.
Yemen.
We'll be talking about today. But if you go to our New Jersey Revolution radio calendar and you take a look, we've got all of our events and guests coming up, and the U.S. Peace Coalition. Organizer, trying to get to his name before I have to say it, and it didn't work out for me, so I apologize. Bahman Azad will be on the program for our Wednesday night live stream this Wednesday, the 15th. So
wonderful.
We're doing what we can to put this event out there and to get members of the revolutionary community there to educate ourselves and bring some new people in too, to educate them about what's going on. I think understanding the situation in the Middle East is the first step you have to take into coming up with solutions. We enable Israel. We enable Israel's activity, both foreign and domestic policy, and we could use that for a greater good. But the first things first, we need people to understand what the situation is. So thanks a lot for that. And Madeline, what is going on in Yemen that has brought you to us today?
Well, just one thing about what you said first on, you know, we enable Israel. There was a story coming out of England. The BBC there had a headline saying that Israeli airstrike kills pregnant woman and her toddler. And when certain people in Israel saw that, they called or contacted the BBC and laced into them and said, "You have to change that headline. It's wrong. It's a lie." And so the final version of that is Gaza airstrike kills pregnant woman and toddler after Hamas rockets hit Israel. So there is a lot there that that gets unstated. And here, you know, I actually, Ahmed, one of the people who was coming on today, he actually shared with me a video of that cultural center in Gaza being hit by a bomb, and I will never forget it. You know, Gaza has no air. The Palestinians have no air force. So,
no, they do not. So they don't have a standing military at all.
No. So Gaza airstrike. It was an airstrike in Gaza. But the way the headline was rewritten had to be rewritten was Gaza airstrike. So you know, you look at that and you really don't know who did it. And in the same vein, many people probably heard about the airstrike in Saudi Arabia just a couple of days ago, Thursday. Yes.
Yeah.
Where. School kids coming back from a field trip, their bus was, I will say targeted or hit by mistake. You choose, you fill in the blank. But in the process, over 40 children died and about 60 children were injured. Saudi Arabia claims they did nothing wrong. And here we are in the United States, depending on what version you heard from CNN, at least at the beginning, there was virtually no mention of the fact that the United States has provided billions of dollars, or millions of dollars at least, perhaps billions of dollars of weapons to Saudi Arabia over the last couple of years. The United States has refueled their warplanes, Saudi Arabia's warplanes. The United States has also provided troops in the main port city of Hodeidah, where food and other provisions come into Yemen, which impacts on famine and other concerns. And yet in the news reports, right immediately after, there was virtually no mention that the United States had blood on its hands, and these bombs, I should say, the bombs that I saw photos, the bomb was made in the United States. And so in two roles, one as a peace activist for a very long time, and the second now as a candidate for U.S. Senate for the Green Party, I am outraged at the silence that comes from our government here in the United States. Hear one or two members of Congress speaking out, but not, I mean, they say this is horrible, it's terrible, we need to stop this, but they don't, there's no introduction of a bill or a measure that would actually stop U.S. support for this war. And so I am calling on anybody within the sound of my voice, as they say on radio.
Right.
Anyone within the sound of my voice to contact Senator Menendez. He's the ranking member of the Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So he holds sway there on that committee, and he needs to lead a charge to stop weapon sales to Saudi Arabia. We've been saying this for several years now, and came close to defeating it back in March, but not enough people have taken the side of peace in this, and the side of disconnecting the U.S. from these atrocities and crimes against, possible crimes against humanity. So I can't say it more forcefully. I would throw myself in Washington, D.C. at the mercy of the people there. Say, we've got to do something. And the only way it's going to happen is not if I do it by myself, or, you know, a few of us do it by ourselves, but if a lot of people contact Senator Menendez and say, we have to do this because people's lives depend on it. And just a little, a backtrack for a minute. Last week, Senator Menendez and Senator Cory Booker joined 37 Democrats in Democratic Party senators in voting for a huge new military budget, $717 billion, billion with a B, and they're poised to fund a huge amount of money for Israel too. So we have to break, this has to be broken. This alliance has to be broken in order to save lives.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you saw how many people saw the images from the school bus, but you don't really need to see them in order to know how wrong it is for civilians, for children under the age of 10 to be victims in a war like this.
They were certainly disturbing. So I thank you for that report. And, like we say, getting together on issues of peace is the only way we're going to affect this system. Bob Menendez is not known as an advocate for peace. He's a war hawk. He's always in favor of supporting Israel. And until we, as people, as working class activists, as people that care about peace, start to make our voices louder and start to affect policy, they're just going to keep rolling out the war machine. So I appreciate your voice in this matter. I appreciate everybody on New Jersey Revolution Radio for tuning in briefly today. If you'd like to contribute to us here, of course, you can always do so on the web, www.njrevolutionradio.com. You can follow Madeline Hoffman's campaign for Senate at www.hoffmanforus.com. Please reach out. Please get out in the streets. Please advocate on social media, wherever you can, in order to affect this change that's needed. All right. Thanks a lot, Madeline. I really appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate everybody listening to us on www.njrevolutionradio.com. We're also available on Stitcher. We're now on iTunes, which is a big, big deal. We hope to increase our traffic quite a bit by being on iTunes. We're also on SoundCloud and a whole bunch of other places. Check us out. We really thank our donors. It only costs $25 to sponsor a week of New Jersey Revolution Radio for our hosting and communications fees. If you can contribute $25, we really do appreciate it. If you can give $10 a month, $20 a month, every little bit counts. We really, really depend on our grassroots donors and those small contributions to keep the wheels turning here at New Jersey Revolution Radio. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
Okay, then. Thank you, Brian.